Welcome to On Tap Daily for May 27th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So the biggest story to come out of the past day is one that every e-commerce merchant needs to understand because it changes the shape of online shopping infrastructure in a fundamental way. Google has launched Universal Cart, and I want to explain why this is such a significant moment. Universal Cart lets shoppers add items to a single persistent cart from across Google's entire ecosystem. You're searching on Google? Add to cart. Getting a recommendation from Gemini? Add to cart. Watching a product review on YouTube? Add to cart. A deal surfaces in your Gmail? Add to cart. Everything goes into one unified basket. And here's the really powerful part. The cart actively works on the shopper's behalf. It searches for discounts, tracks price history, and notifies you when out-of-stock products are back. From there, you can check out with Google Pay or transfer your items to individual merchant sites. The launch partners include Nike, Sephora, Target, Ulta Beauty, Walmart, and Wayfair, and it's rolling out in the US this summer. This builds on the Universal Commerce Protocol Google launched earlier this year, which established a common language for AI agents, payment systems, and retailers to interact. Universal Cart is the first consumer-facing application built on top of that infrastructure. For merchants, this is one of those embrace but don't depend moments. You need to be in this cart. The reach across Google's ecosystem is too vast to ignore. But every customer who comes through Universal Cart needs to be converted into a direct relationship through email, loyalty programs, post-purchase engagement. Because if Google controls the cart, Google controls the customer's attention, and the built-in discount finder means shoppers will see competitor pricing in real time. Your product data quality and pricing strategy just became even more critical. Now, happening on the same day, Search Engine Land reported that OpenAI is preparing conversion-focused ads for ChatGPT. We talked last week about OpenAI's Ads Manager beta with budget and geo-targeting tools. This is the next step. Performance advertising with full conversion tracking and pay-for-results pricing. ChatGPT is not just an information tool anymore. It's becoming a genuine advertising and commerce platform. Between Google's Universal Cart and OpenAI's conversion ads, we're watching the two most powerful AI platforms in the world race to own the commerce journey. And reinforcing this convergence, Google CEO Sundar Pichai stated publicly that Google Search AI agents and tools will all become one product. That's not a subtle hint. That's the CEO of the world's largest search company telling you the future is a unified AI system that handles everything from discovery to transaction. Google also announced it's folding display ads into demand gen campaigns, giving advertisers access to AI-powered optimization and broader reach. The entire advertising infrastructure is being rebuilt around AI. Meanwhile, Google VP Nick Fox made an important statement that should reassure content creators. He said AI search rewards content that goes deeper, emphasizing that as AI handles simple queries, what becomes valuable is richer human perspective that AI summaries cannot replace. For e-commerce merchants creating content around their products, this is a clear signal. Surface-level product descriptions won't cut it. Detailed buying guides, expert comparisons, genuine customer stories, that's what AI search will surface and reference. Shifting to retail news, there's a fascinating development in the Everlane saga we've been following. After Shein's acquisition of Everlane, which we covered in detail, Everlane co-founder Michael Praisman has launched a new brand called Still Radical. The name references Everlane's trademark tagline, Radical Transparency. Praisman, who left the board earlier this year, reportedly found out about the Shein deal last week along with everyone else and was described as appalled. His statement is worth quoting. He wrote, "I started Everlane in 2011. Last week, the current management team sold it to Shein. So we're starting over. Same principles, but a new take. And this time, no venture capital, no private equity." The website has already collected nearly 4,000 emails just from a landing page. That's brand equity in action. A founder with genuine values and credibility can build an audience before they even have a product. In other retail news, Walmart's CFO revealed the company could be eligible for tariff refunds worth up to $2.4 billion following a Supreme Court ruling, and they plan to direct those refunds toward lower prices. Walmart's explicit strategy of investing every available dollar in price reduction tells you how intensely the value war is being fought right now. And finally, from the Magento and Shopify ecosystems, two practical updates. Shopify released CLI 4.0 with semantic versioning auto-updates and the removal of deprecated commands. If you're a Shopify developer, test your pipelines immediately because the script's deprecation deadline is June 30th and CLI 4.0 is the tool you'll use to build functions. On the Magento side, Mage Dispatch highlighted a new SanSec Watch integration module for Magento 2, which is worth evaluating if you're looking to strengthen your store's security monitoring. Pulling this all together, the theme of today is clear. The platforms are building the rails of AI-mediated commerce right now. Google's Universal Cart, OpenAI's Conversion Ads, Peachey's vision of unified AI search. The infrastructure is being laid in real time. For merchants, the strategic imperative is to be present on these new rails while fiercely protecting your direct customer relationships. Because the history of e-commerce tells us that platforms always start generous and end up extracting value. Build for the future, but own your customers. That's your ONTAP Daily for May 27th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.